Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, so you'll hear later on that Lunchbox started the show with us, then Lunchbox left the show, and then we talked to Lunchbox at the hospital. Like, all this stuff's happened in the course of the show. And as we record this right when the show's over, we're still waiting to see if he has the baby or not. But Lunchbox is at the hospital. It's weird, too, because Amy couldn't hear what he was saying because Amy's still in Austin with her dad. And so we're having this whole conversation, and Amy can't hear anything.
I know.
Because I'm sure you'd had 1,000 questions. And I was like, Amy, you want to know anything? She's like, I don't know, because I don't know what you just talked about.
Well, I didn't want to be annoying and repeat it all, but I mean,
that's not annoying.
Surely we could figure technology out.
It's not a figuring it out. It's just, Amy, we have the same equipment that they had 3 morning shows ago.
Yeah.
It's not a figuring it out. They have figured it out.
Oh, so it's figured out. We just don't have it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
They have figured these simple concepts out, like being able to hear a phone call from another place.
Yeah, that's because I always say, like, they can put a man on the moon, but they can't figure
out. You don't always say that.
Amy can't listen to phone calls.
But I can't hear a phone call.
That's not a thing that you always say.
I say it all the time.
No, you don't always say that. So,
good point, Eddie.
Whatever. So, yeah, big day today on the show. You know, who knows what's going to happen with this? Anything you'd like to say, Aim? I mean, I feel like we got a lot to do. I just want to come on and address. So we don't forget about the PSPS.
The what?
Pre-show,
post-show. Oh, post-show.
I love that. Post-show, say that again.
Post.
The PSPS.
PSPS.
I saw a listener tweet that to me the other day. They're like,
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't even.
Well, I mean,
I don't even know. A little bit. I'm a little startled by the whole day. So what?
Well, I mean, I just want to make sure we get in there that we hope everybody has a great day.
I'm glad you always get that in there. Eddie, yeah. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, how's your air conditioner going?
I don't know.
Doing all right at the house?
It's okay.
You still got it blasting?
It only gets cold at night.
Hmm.
In the daytime, it's like it's fighting the sun.
Oh, so it's not fixed completely?
No, not really.
Oh, boy.
I have some odd system that's very environmentally...
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Can we go just back to an old school unit?
I know.
It's like medicine.
Bobby's like...
Whenever medicine, they're all using all natural... That's crap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't work.
That is... Come on.
If your medicine's all natural remedy, bull crap.
Like, go back to some Tussin. That works.
Give me the chemicals, man.
Oh,
get out of
come
here.
On.
Yeah, because that stuff doesn't work. And so the same with my air conditioner. Like, I have some sort of environment. That's bull crap. Like,
Bobby has to, like, go down to the
neon,
basement and
Freon,
ride a bicycle.
Give me some Freon.
Beyond. All the eons. I need it. So what happens, I go to bed a little warm, and then I wake up in the morning like... Because it gets cold at night.
Interesting.
So stupid.
Man, it's like a pool just changing temperatures on you.
So stupid. But it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a pretty good. I went to dinner last night with a friend. Just him and I. It was going to be me, him and his girlfriend. But his girlfriend wasn't able to come. So it was good. He's an artist.
Did she not go because maybe she thought it'd be awkward just
no,
because
I encouraged her to come. I said, okay. Hey, I'd like to meet her. And so it's good. I don't get to hang out with people that... You know, write and create a whole lot. So it's fun to kind of compare notes with people who do. So that was good. I went to Salad Bar. I mentioned that later. I haven't been to Salad Bar, like a for real good Salad Bar.
Did you load it up?
Only with like 3 things though. Like I got a little bit of lettuce and I stacked on all the things that I like.
Oh, bacon bits?
No, pepperoni peppers. Like
yeah, I've seen those.
A lot of those and those tiny pickles. My whole salad was basically a few things of lettuce, pepperoni peppers, and tiny pickles and French dressing.
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, on to the show. Thank you very much for listening. Here is a Tuesday's Bobby Bones Show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, look at us. All back here.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, look at us. Why you should always put the lid down when flushing the toilet. That's the first story I read this morning, and I wanted to bring it in.
That caught your eye for sure.
Well, I'm fascinated with how people leave their lids up when they're flushing the toilet, and there's a toothbrush within 10 feet of it. And we talk about this about every 3 months. Not putting the lid down on your toilet allows a cloud of bacteria to explode into the air. And you know where it goes? On your toothbrush, the thing you put in your mouth. And then what happens? You get in your mouth and you get sick.
Mm.
The toothpaste doesn't kill the germs?
It does not, Aim. But the toothpaste doesn't go on all the toothbrush, though. You got to think. It only goes on
the top.
On the top.
I know. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
When droplets come out of the toilet, it looks like the 4th of July, is what it says.
Disgusting.
Oh.
So think about that.
It's like a big firework?
It's the independence for poop to go all over your toothbrush.
You flush and it looks like the finale, grand finale.
Okay.
I'm just saying, close your lids. Secondly, if you're drying your hands on those air dryers.
Yeah, I love those.
Disgusting.
What?
Disgusting.
But someplace that's the only option
that's
now.
Not true.
They don't even.
You always have pants.
Oh.
Dry off on your pants?
I will not stick my hand in those air dryers. That is, mm-hmm. Those are disgusting. They're only blowing poop particles on your hands because they're in there with all the toilets.
I know. Ever since you told me that story, I haven't tried to blow dry my hair in them anymore.
In the air dryer?
Blow dry your hair.
Wait, that's a thing?
Well, sometimes if I'm running later, I want to like kind of just add a little volume to my hair or whatever. You know, you can, you know, hit the button and like, you know, it'll just add.
I don't know, Amy. This is
all
new
like
to
you
me.
Have. Well, you know how you roll the window down sometimes to get that fresh windblown look in your hair?
I don't. Nope.
Well, I do sometimes. Yeah. And if you don't have the opportunity to do that, but you're in a bathroom that has one of those blower things, you can just stick your hair in it.
Okay. Don't do
that
anymore.
Which is also your face, which now is grossing me out.
Yeah. Well, not to start you with anything gross, but I do think that that was an interesting story that I like to share with people. Because unless you want to brush your teeth with that. You know,
it's up to you.
It.
You do you, though.
Have at
whatever
it.
Whatever you want.
Body Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
This is crazy because this little girl's 3 years old. Her name's Molly McCabe. She saved her dad's life. He collapses in the home. Now, let me say again, she's 3 years old. The dad was having a stroke, so the three-year-old went and got his cell phone and FaceTimed her mom at work.
Wow.
Yeah, her mom didn't answer the first call. Because this is her husband. Probably calling about some nonsense.
Yeah.
So the three-year-old calls again. Her mom answered. The three-year-old took the phone and showed her what was happening with her dad on the ground. So they called 911, got there. Three-year-old saved the three-year-old.
That's absolutely amazing.
Wow. It's impressive.
Eddie, you have a four-year-old.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what he'll do.
Go ahead.
He would see me on the floor and be like, ah, your dad's napping. And he'd go outside and play ball by himself. Jump on the trampoline or something. Yep, that would be it. And I would die there for like three hours till my wife got home.
If you make it.
If I make it, yes.
Look at that. Molly McCabe, I see you. Ready for the news, Raymundo?
Mm-hmm.
All right, over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Hawaii. A lava bomb crashed through the roof of a Hawaiian tour boat, injuring 23 people. Luckily, all injuries non-life-threatening. In Houston, there's a manhunt for a serial killer. He's on a violent crime spree over the last 4 days. Pictures of him are online. He has very distinct tattoos on his head and neck. And finally, in sports, in D.C. last night, congrats to Bryce Harper. He won baseball's home run derby.
Hey, Lindsay in California.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's happening with you?
Not a whole lot. Just on my way into work.
What kind of job do you have?
I am coaching CrossFit this morning.
You're coaching CrossFit?
I am coaching.
Wow. I was in CrossFit for a while. I kept hurting myself, though.
Well, it's definitely, I don't want to call you out, but it's definitely easy to get into competition mode and let you go take over sometimes.
Well, that's what I would do. I would go in to try to win. Like, it was all about having the fastest time. So there was no form. I would just grab the weight and go. I was just there to win, not to do it right. And I realized that that wasn't for me. I didn't need to just be allowed to be reckless and abandoned like that. And I got in pretty good shape, but I just kept injuring myself. Because I have this thing where I have this inferiority complex because I got beat up my whole life that I can't have people beating me at anything. So it's probably not the best for that environment. You know what I mean?
Probably not. We have a really awesome program that's connected to a physical therapy office. So most of our clients are people getting back into fitness after injury.
I just try to beat them. What's the difference? It's all the same. She's like, we have a great program for kids.
I'll beat them too.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know why you called. Why'd you call? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I was just saying good morning and that I appreciate you guys. I listen to the pre-show a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And
thanks.
So I'm so excited to actually be able to call in because I always think about calling and then I realize I'm listening to a podcast.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that call. So what she's referring to is when the show is done on the radio, we stay and do more show and it goes at the very beginning of the podcast. So if you search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio or if you go over to Apple Podcasts, search Bobby Bones Show, you can hear the whole show plus the extra. And you like that extra, huh, Lindsay?
I do.
Well, and we like you. Wouldn't we all agree there?
Yes,
we do. Amy, you like her?
Totally.
Okay, cool. Hey, Lindsay, have a great morning. Good luck at CrossFit, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon, and you'll hear yourself on the podcast.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Like that. It's a good way to start the morning. What are you laughing at, Eddie?
Oh, Amy. She's funny.
Amy's in another room.
Yeah. Different world.
Yeah, she's...
sometimes.
Amy's hard to keep focused sitting in the same room. So sometimes I just go to her and I just hope she's anywhere near a microphone.
I love it.
Yeah. Amy, do you think you're more ADD or your kids?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. You or your kids?
Oh, me. I'm more ADD. Yeah. But I mean, can we be fair and clarify to listeners my situation?
Oh, everyone knows, but I'm just saying in general.
No, but you know I can't hear callers.
Yeah, but still in general.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you were asking me if I thought she was cool. I couldn't hear her. I'm like, yeah, totally.
For sure, totally.
Yeah, for sure. Amy, did you see where people are donating to Kylie Jenner?
No, but why? Why?
Because they wanted to reach a billion.
Oh, my goodness. She'll get there.
Because she's made $900 million. And so now they've started a GoFundMe to get her to $1 billion. And people are donating to it.
Wow, that's crazy to me.
It's funny, I guess. And you can do whatever you want with your money. It's your money.
Totally.
And you buy entertainment, and maybe that's entertaining to some people.
Gosh.
But yeah, she's raising money for that.
Well then, so at that point, did they officially need to take out the word self-made?
No, it's still a self-made thing. I mean, listen, there are lots been made about if she's self-made or not. I tend to think that if you come from family that has fame and wealth, that's not so much self-made, but who am I to say? I guess it fit Forbes' definition. Audiobooks provide greater emotional impact than watching movies. Did you know that?
Interesting.
They found participants who listened to the recording of a particular scene showed greater physical and emotional engagement than participants who watched the scene on their television. I recorded my audiobook for my book. It took me like 13 hours. And they cut it down to about 7. It was grueling.
Oh, man.
I went to that studio every day for like 3 weeks. I do this show. It's not grueling. Like, my stepdad had a grueling job at the mill, right?
Yeah.
This is not grueling. For me, it was grueling, because I'm big baby boo-boo.
Yeah, and talking a lot.
That's talking a lot.
That's rough.
So, yeah, I did an audiobook for my last book. So, I never listened back to it, though. I read the book to make sure everything was right. I never listened back
to it. You should listen back to it.
No way. Over to Morgan number... Go ahead, Amy. Yes, go ahead.
I'm gonna... Thank you for reminding me, because I've been meaning to download it. I'm gonna do the audio.
Amy's in my audiobook.
Right.
I brought her in, and she recorded
it. It was grueling. I was there for 5 minutes.
Amy,
stop it. Amy. Okay. Over to Morgan number 2. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Halo Top just released a limited number of peanut butter and jelly flavored ice cream.
Halo Top, is that a brand of ice cream?
Yeah, so it's essentially the ice cream that's healthier to eat than most ice cream. So it's low calorie.
And the flavor's peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
I'm just not a peanut butter guy. I never had peanut butter. Like, straight up. Don't like it. Don't like the smell of it. I'm kind of grossed out by it. Although, I can eat a peanut butter cup, a Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't love them.
Because that's peanut butter,
But I can eat one, but I cannot do peanut butter by itself. Hmm. Anybody help you eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
Yep.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I have them for dinner all the time.
Dinner.
When my wife doesn't cook.
It's been a minute, but...
When your wife doesn't cook, you have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for dinner?
Yeah.
But your wife's like 9 months pregnant.
That doesn't mean she can't cook. She still goes to work.
But shouldn't you like take some of that load off?
I do some of the stuff. I do my own laundry and I mow the yard.
Do you do her laundry?
No. I don't touch her laundry.
Have you taken anything away from her though that she was doing?
No. I haven't.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Do you feel like you should?
No. What would I take away from her?
Well, she's holding your baby. Maybe you would take some things. Do you ever give her massages?
No, I let her go get... she went and got her nails done one day, but no.
Oh, you let her?
You let her.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan number 2 is telling us there's a new peanut butter and jelly flavored ice cream.
Yep.
Is that appealing to anybody?
I'll try it.
I'd taste it.
It's ice cream.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's really, really good.
All right, there you go.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
Morgan number 2 filling in for Amy this week. Kit Moore announced the After the Sunburn tour kicking off this fall with special guests Jillian Jacklin and Jordan Davis. Brett Eldridge celebrated the second anniversary of having his dog, Edgar. He wrote on Instagram, "I swore I'd never say it. I guess it's true. I'm a dog dad." Congratulations are in order for Dina Carter. She got married in Florida to Jim McPhail. I'm Morgan number two, and that's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Doug lost his home 6 years ago in Hurricane Sandy, and he was finally able to move back home in April. The only problem is he was missing his jet ski. Hadn't seen his jet ski in 6 years. He got a call last week. Someone found it in their front yard, 6 miles away. He went and picked it up, put it in the water, hit the button, it started right up, and he got to go out on the water.
Wow, a guy lost his jet ski in a hurricane, and it came back. And the person didn't even keep it. Like, think if a jet ski just shows up. You'd be like, I guess God just delivered me a jet ski miracle here.
The good Lord sent me a jet ski.
That's right. Instead of, well, look at that. Who knew a jet ski can make a smile so much? And that's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fairfax County, Virginia. A man bought a $300,000 McLaren 720S on Friday, was so excited.
Is that a car?
It's a car, super fancy sports car. Saturday morning, he decides to take it out for a drive, crashes into a tree.
Cool. So he bought a $300,000 car. And then, what day did he buy it on?
Friday.
And then there's a crash on what day?
Saturday morning at 7:20 a.m.
7:20 a.m. right at the break of dawn.
And there's a tweet.
I mean, he was pumped about getting out there, huh?
Yeah, he was.
Like, sun was coming up. This guy was ready to go. There's the tweet, what?
It said, purchased Friday, totaled Saturday, and there's a picture of the McLaren wrapped around the tree.
Oh. Wow.
Listen, if he's healthy, good. If he wasn't drunk driving, you know, or maybe texting driving. But you know who really loses in this is the insurance company.
Yeah.
That's the real loser.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
And his pride. And he's that guy forever now.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. Do you really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. That's right. Chill out. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling. You want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends. It's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, aka Web Girl Morgan, aka Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it. Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Our phone screener Hillary is in studio.
Our 25-year-old phone screener. She answers when you call the show. Hillary.
Hi, Hillary. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what was the story you saw about baby names?
I saw that somebody named their child, and then 2 months later, so it was 2 months old, they changed the name. I've never heard of that happening before.
How do we feel about that as a group? So you name the baby, 60 days goes by, and you're like, you know what? Harold, not really working for me. And you change it. Amy, your thoughts?
Ooh, I don't think Harold knows yet that he's Harold, so I think you're good.
What about the baby starts to learn things as it's a baby? Like you're calling it something. You still think it's okay?
I think 60 days, you're still in the clear. Now, if Harold is 5...
or like 10.
Then, you know, you might need to rethink it. But it's 60 days? Like, whatever.
Hillary, what'd you think about this when you heard it?
I don't know. I've just never heard of that happening before. I thought it was a little different.
I think Amy, your sister, change her kid's name?
Oh, well, her last son, South, she left the hospital pretty much, like, naming the baby on the way out because they were like, you know, you kind of got to fill out this birth certificate. You've been here 5 days. It's time to put a name. So she finally went with it, but she didn't change it.
Okay. I thought
But she didn't want to name him that. But now she can't imagine him being anything else.
Eddie, you have two boys.
Yeah.
What do you think about changing your kid's name after a couple of months?
Yeah, a couple months, it's fine. I mean, like Amy said, they don't know what's happening, so they're not going to be answering to a name and then be like, hey, what happened to Henry? Nah, they're good. 2 months is good.
I guess that nicknames come too later.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know how many kids yet.
We didn't have a name for our second kid, Junior, and when we walked out, it was just like, all right, we got it.
Wait, so you named him on the way out of the hospital?
We had like 10 different options, and we never came up with anything, and then she went into labor, and we had the baby, and we're like, oh no, we need a name. There it is.
Lunchbox, what about you guys? You're having a baby in a month?
Yeah, I think renaming the baby, because it's just a word. They don't really know what words mean. They can't respond, so they just think of it, you may be calling the dog Harry. Who knows?
But what about your baby? You got that named yet?
No, not yet.
He always looks away when I ask him, so he's lying completely.
Is that what you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been around all you guys. Like, I know all your tells.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure he has the baby name.
No, for sure we don't. We don't have a name.
Interesting, interesting. So the baby comes in a month?
6 weeks.
Any chance it comes early?
Crazy.
Yeah. That a thing?
Right? That's a thing. Come early, absolutely. Come late. But yeah, any time between now and 6 weeks, we could have a baby.
You got the bag packed?
No, we don't have the crib
put
together.
We need to get that go bag.
No, so nothing really is done yet.
No, we just have everything. Like, we have boxes of stuff in the baby's room.
Well, what if she were to have it now? Then I guess she'd be at the hospital for a bit since it's premature.
She'd be at the hospital for a couple days, and the baby may be there for a while, so then I'd need family to get in there and put everything together.
Is your family coming to town whenever she has a baby?
Absolutely.
They're all coming in.
Well, I know my mom and dad are, her mom and dad. And then I think my brother and his family is going to try to come. My sister, not so much.
Where's everybody staying?
I think her parents stay at our house. I don't know.
Ooh. Ooh.
But that's good, because then they can take care of the baby. They can help.
Yeah. Do you plan on...
But your parents want to help.
Helping or what?
Oh, I'll help. But middle of the night, hey, Grandma and Grandpa!
There you have it. Lunchbox the Dad. Bobby Bone, come on. Let's take a quick run at a Never Gonna Get It. One third of people will use these 4 times before washing them. All right, so about a third of people go 4 times without washing it, okay? That means over and over again. Never gonna get it. Call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. Eddie, why you like? Do you
I got it.
You do?
I know it, and I'm not going for the obvious.
4 wears.
Yes.
Well, it's never the obvious.
Oh, the obvious would be, I know what the obvious is, okay. And it's not it.
What do you think it is?
Socks.
You think it's socks?
Yes. Give me that bell, Bones.
Show me socks.
No. Oh.
Amy, you want to ruin it or no?
Yeah.
You can. Go ahead. What is it?
Jeans.
Oh, that's interesting. Because at times, I might go over 4 times.
I think that's 100% of the people.
I don't know.
Oh.
No?
Show me jeans. No. A lot of people calling right now. Like, what do people wear 4 times before washing them? Let's go over to Michaela. Michaela, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm really good. What is your answer on this?
A pair of jeans.
Pair of jeans. Show me jeans. No, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry about that, but thank you. Where are you calling from?
Thomasville, Georgia.
Ah, I used to summer there. Love it there.
Really?
No, no. Oh. I never summered anywhere in my whole life.
Oh.
Yeah, usually by summering, I mean go to work.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's take another call here. By the way, 4 times. You guys know the rules by now. All you have to do is guess it here. Let's see. Hey, Doug. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not too much.
What you think about this?
I'm thinking it's going to be an oven mitt.
An oven mitt. 4 times.
Oh.
Wait, you would throw an oven mitt away after 4 wears?
You wash it, right?
Oh, you wash it.
Yeah.
Wash it.
I would never wash oven mitt in my life.
Never.
I think about it. Ever. And that's, maybe I'm gross, but I would never wash oven mitt.
Good. It's true.
Wow. Hey, Doug, do you wash your oven mitt?
Well, I'm sure my wife does.
Are you sure, though? Like, ask her today and call us back tomorrow, because I don't know that she does. But that's not it, though. That's not it. Show me oven mitt. No.
I don't know anyone that does.
The answer is workout.
I do.
Workout clothes.
Workout clothes.
Which is disgusting.
That's pretty gross. Yeah, Three times, sweating, disgusting.
Even twice. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a lunchbox. Dude, you go play soccer and just put his workout clothes on the porch and put them on next time.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was watching this interview with Dolly Parton, And she talked about how she felt like she arrived after Whitney covered I Will Always Love You.
When the Bodyguard movie came out, Kevin Costner sent word, you know, can you send us that song? Because they were looking for the perfect love song. Mm. So I sent it out, totally forgot all about it. And then I was driving home, and all of a sudden I hear this sound on the radio. It was like she, how she started that a cappella. Yeah. Like, if I should stay. I thought my heart was going to bust. I had to pull over. Lest I should wreck. Yeah. It was the most overwhelming feeling I've ever had.
Yeah. Dolly's told that story in here on the show before.
Yes, she has.
Yeah. She talked about how Whitney made the song super big.
She took it to so many levels to think that my little song, my little heartfelt, heartbreaking song, could be that big.
You know, she wrote it for Porter Wagoner when she left Porter Wagoner's show. This is on Reese Witherspoon's interview show. But Dolly was in, and she told the whole story, and she had been with Porter for a long time and was leaving, and so she wrote that for him. But she wrote all these humongous songs in like one day, which is crazy. Yeah, look at that old Dolly. That's fun. Dolly's fun.
She's awesome.
Like, she comes into the studio, and it's just like, boom. I was listening to Ray do the news earlier. He said that lava bomb crashed through a boat in Hawaii. Hey, Raymond, so what happens now? This lava from the volcano fell through a boat?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you'd think that people in the area would be looking to the sky, but apparently it was a tourist boat that was still operating, and it was just going around, and a bomb, it said it was the size of a basketball, came through the boat.
Just the sky, just landed in the boat. I mean, I don't think you're always watching the sky.
No, never.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, never.
You have someone on watch for lava bombs.
I never even heard of a lava bomb. Yeah, that's a crazy story. And then he mentioned the Home Run Derby. I watched them last night. I watched Bryce Harper dominate.
That was pretty awesome.
Did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did. I did. He just came back in the last 30 seconds. How do you hit one home run and you did it?
Yeah, that's good. Well, we do have a bit of breaking news here on the show. Should I hold it off till the next segment?
Yes. Yes.
Amy, do you know the breaking news, right?
I do, and it's pretty fantastic.
Well, I want to hold to the next segment. Give me 3.5 minutes.
Perfect.
Or so. Okay. How breaking is it, though?
Extremely.
Is it extreme?
Yeah.
Bobby, it's totally breaking. Because yes.
Okay.
Maybe some people would say break the internet style. You know, like it's that breaking.
Next breaking. Morgan number two is looking at us in disgust. You don't think so, Morgan number two?
No, I think it's huge.
Okay, next. Breaking news. If you leave, you're going to miss it. Well, I don't know how big this news is because I don't really know what's
big.
I don't know what's happening, though, Amy. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, that's my thing is that, you know, 25 minutes ago, Lunchbox was going, hey, we'll have the baby when it comes out. And then he gets called to the hospital. And so Lunchbox got called to the hospital. Breaking news, Lunchbox got called to the hospital, his wife's pregnant. Now, it's really early.
Yeah.
It's 6 weeks early, and I don't know what's happened. I don't know if it's just we better check it out, or he said nothing's wrong.
Yes.
That's what word was. So I don't know how breaking it is and how big or if it's good or not. So that's why I'm a little apprehensive to go, yeah.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
When my wife was pregnant with my little one, we went to the hospital 3 times before the baby was actually born.
Right. And so everybody around here is going, oh my goodness. And I'm like, whoa. Pump the brakes a bit. Let's make sure.
I thought like in my head, I'm like, the baby is coming.
Well, that's what we all think, kind of. I don't know.
But do you really want the baby to come 6 weeks early?
I mean, when the baby wants to come out, it's going to come out.
Yeah. If it's time for the baby to come, the baby's got to do its thing.
Listen, you guys are saying all the words.
Yeah, that's cute
and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what Lunchbox is now gone. He said, baby will come out when I tell it to. Well, then they went to the hospital. So we'll get an update. Hey, Raymundo in the glass room, if you hear anything, would you let me know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is anyone in communication with Lunchbox?
I texted him.
Yeah.
He said.
Go ahead.
All he said was, it's crazy.
Okay.
Again.
Huh. What does that mean?
Again, could be an... So, we're down a Lunchbox right now.
His last text to me was, will you drop off McDonald's on the way into work? I said no.
All right. Thank you very much. So much going on. Lunchbox is now at the hospital because his wife's super pregnant. They may have the baby. They may not. We don't know. Amy is at the hospital, basically. She comes in to do the show because her dad's sick. And so for a totally different reason, Amy's in Texas right now. But you're good, right, Am?
Shout out. Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Amy. What?
Shout out Texas, oh, Austin.
You're there,
I love
right
being here, but I'm not like seeing anybody.
Yeah, Amy's weird sitting in a room by herself with just a microphone in front of her. So there's so much weird going on. Like, you ever wake up and your phone is just blown up with messages and you're like, oh my goodness, what did I miss? That's how, what's what it was for me this morning. Yeah. Woke up. So yesterday on the show, I jokingly, I mean completely jokingly, was calling for a boycott of that Kristen Cavallari show. Because why would I call for a boycott
right
for anything?
Right.
They got so mad at me.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Amy, I got texts from our friends, one friend in particular who was just like, I'm so mad. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I often say when you tell someone to boycott something, more people watch it. And I'm like, please,
yeah, I thought that that's more how it would be taken, like it's exposure for the show.
Hey, would you mind sending a message to her and kind of cooling that off for me?
Oh my goodness, like it never dawned on me that that would have been taken seriously.
What do I say that's serious whenever it's about the TV show? Who cares? Anyway,
oh,
I woke
no
up and I was
okay
getting just hammered with that.
I'm
like, what a waste of my...
A good start
bad
of the
Bobby
day.
You bad.
No, don't.
You're in trouble.
So that was happening.
I mean, I'll try to remedy, but...
Don't. You know, Morgan number two, big news with her. She's our 24-year-old, runs digital. Her boyfriend posted a picture of her on Instagram.
Whoa!
It was the first
of
time
her?
Ever, right? Didn't he?
No, this happened like weeks ago.
But he did though, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's been like two or three
posts. I don't check his page every day.
I don't even know his page.
And she posted a picture of him. And so I was like, let me see if he's been posting anything of her. And he did.
All right.
And yesterday. You guys good?
Yeah, we're great.
You think you two get married?
I think so.
Wow.
How
we
Morgan,
feel?
When do you turn 25?
October.
Oh, okay. Then we got to know what 25-year-olds care about.
Yeah, we'll have that made by then. You want to do it, 24-year-olds?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Nap stores now exist in New York City.
They're a nap store, not Napster.
No.
But a nap store.
Yes.
Okay.
Where you get charged $25, but you can take a 45-minute nap with pajamas and coffee.
What?
And it's essentially a chance for you to recharge on demand.
So you go into a store, you take your clothes off, and you go to sleep in an uncomfortable area. Hmm.
Yeah, kind of. It's like a nap pod.
A nap. Now, I believe in airports, if they were able to peel them off, much like a toilet seat cover.
Oh, yeah.
If when you go into a public bathroom and you have to sit on the toilet, you have to put a toilet seat cover on.
Of course you do.
And then when it's done, you peel it off. If you go into a nap pod and they could somehow put a toilet seat cover in the entire nap pod and you get a little sleep in an airport, I would get it. But I'm not going into a store, I don't think. And isn't that what a hotel is?
Yeah. And why do they have coffee if you're trying to take a nap?
True.
Probably for when you wake up, Eddie.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
Oh, is that true, Morgan? Number
yeah, it's when you wake up.
Oh. And how much does this cost?
$25. So I guess if you're like walking in the city and you're working, maybe you want to go over lunch. I don't know.
Boy, to hop and nap, though, I can't just nap on demand.
No way.
It's not like, hey, let me hop real quick, let me get a quick nap.
Uh-uh.
I got to be in the right environment to get a nap. It's like I need to have my TBS on, my
yes
Friends needs to be on, or King of Queens.
I'm with you on that.
My bed, the dark.
And all of that has to go together.
Yeah.
Because if one's missing, you can't do it.
Yeah. Well, is this open now?
Yeah, it just opened.
Well, that's what 24-year-olds care about. Hey, so we're going to go over to Morgan number two, filling in the skinny for Amy. Bobby
Bones. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kenny Chesney's latest single, Get Along, topped the country chart, making it his 30th number one.
Yeah, how about that guy? And it's the most ever for any human ever on the country chart. Do you know that?
No, I didn't. That's
30
awesome.
30 is the record, yeah.
Get along down the road.
I think he's going to make it, boys.
Oh, yeah, he's got a career.
What else you got, Morgan, number two?
Lady Antebellum shared that they all went to group therapy together and thinks that all bands should.
I mean, I wouldn't be against this whole group going to therapy.
Not a bad idea.
Except I ain't paying for it. I pay for too much anyway. I'm like a school teacher. I'm paying for things I shouldn't have to pay for.
Oh, we can get the company to pay for it, right?
Yeah, you know who else did that pretty famously was Paramore. They took, remember Paramore?
Yeah.
The band, rock band? They took a therapist on the road with him, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so healthy.
Poor therapist. Like, no, every 5 minutes.
They got,
a second.
They got paid. Therapist got paid. All right, Morgan, number two, what else?
Kit Moore announced after the Sunburn Tour, kicking off this fall with special guests Jillian Jacklin and Jordan Davis.
Good for him. What else?
That's about all we got. Oh, Dina Carter got married. Congratulations to her.
I like Dina Carter. She's cool. I've been able to spend some time with her in a more casual setting than just microphones. I like her. She lives in California. But yeah, she's cool. Strawberry wine. I sing that song good too. Yeah, is there some songs that's in your wheelhouse? I think that's
yes. That's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good about that one. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, that's my skinny.
That's my skinny. Good. We have to figure out a way to close this out. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny. Because you don't own it yet. Amy still owns it.
Yeah.
Amy, what do you want her to say?
I mean, she can say whatever feels most comfortable, but a good way to close it is, I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny, or something.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, that is your skinny, so you could even say, I'm Morgan number two. It's because that's your skinny you just delivered.
Oh, boy. Okay. Just say something.
Huh. All right. Well, I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Hunter and Lords, it's a small tailoring business in Columbus, Ohio. They're giving veterans a self-esteem boost with their Suits for Soldiers program. This summer is the fourth year they're doing it. From July 4th to Labor Day, they asked people to nominate veterans or service members who could use some confidence for a free custom-made suit. After the nominations are in, they choose 8 vets to get the suits, and the tailors get to work. Cost them about $10,000 overall. The guy behind the program says that, you know, they're giving back to people who've given to them. Pretty cool, huh?
Love it.
Yeah. I was reading a story, because this is about a tailor. I was reading a story about Ann Taylor. I was reading the story was that people that we think were real that never existed, like Paul Bunyan never existed. And it went through a whole list of people.
Is Ann Taylor not real?
Not a real person.
What?
Yeah. Ann Taylor is not a real person. They picked it because it's a Northeast company, and they wanted the stuff to feel tailored. So they used the last name Taylor. And Ann was a cool name. So they named it Ann Taylor.
Wow. Shocking.
Yeah.
Didn't know that one.
I read about one, too, recently where I was kind of like mind blown. Betty Crocker.
Yep. Her, too. And Aunt Jemima. Both of those. Betty Crocker, Aunt Jemima, neither existed.
Now, you tell me Sarah Lee was fake, and I'm going to walk out of this
no,
room
she's
right
real.
Now. Okay, good.
Juan Valdez, not real. 3 actors played him. Oh, I went down this whole rabbit hole, dude.
The coffee guy?
Of this whole thing about people who weren't even real that we were like, oh.
I feel cheated.
Yeah. So, anyway, the good to this Taylor.
Yeah.
Hunter and Lords in Columbus, Ohio. That's really cool. I like that. Tell me something good. Appreciate you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah, time for the morning corny. Yeah, yeah.
The morning corny.
What kind of an award did the dentist get?
What kind of an award did the dentist get?
A little plaque.
come on.
That was the morning corny.
That's a good one, eh?
Thanks.
You never know with us, do you?
Nope, never.
Hey, Katie, that's your jam right there, Jake Owen?
That is my jam. Every single time, windows down,
yeah.
Music up, everything.
Yeah, you like that. I like that one, too. That's a fun one. So I was asking, like, what's your jam? When it plays on the radio right now, you turn it up. Like, you just got to hear it. And so Kate calls in during that song to say that song. I like that. It's a good,
it's a good
call.
One.
I like that, Kate.
Yes.
Where do you live in Ohio? Wait, whoa. Where are you going? Where do you live?
I'm from the Cleveland area.
Oh, it's the summer there. I love it there.
It is. Yeah. It's great.
You did?
No, I never summered anywhere, dude. Let's go over to Amy. Amy, what is your jam right now?
Right now, it's Hotel Key by Old Dominion.
She kept the hotel key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left.
Do you hear that on Case 101 a lot while you're there?
Yeah, they've been playing it so much. Yeah. And at first I was like, what's this? And then turn it up. And now every day when I hear it, it's amazing.
All the Old Dominion songs are good.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's safe to say.
All?
Like, yeah.
You can just get an Old Dominion record. They pound for pound make the best records in country music. Just they're, because it's a group of all-star songwriters. So yes, Hotel Key is Amy's jam. My jam right now is probably
coming home.
When this Keith Urban song comes on, you better slow me down.
What do you mean?
Pedal to the metal, baby. Really? I'm doing at least 65.
Woo.
Yeah. My favorite part's when they break down. It's only one colorway, but it's not the same. You like that one,
yes.
Julia Meyer?
Yeah, that's a good part.
That's a good part. I'm longing for the real thing. Eddie, do you have one?
Of course I do.
What song? What's your jam song right now?
Get Along, Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Get along down the boat.
Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's number one right now.
I love it.
Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat. Buy a boat.
Everybody.
Buy a boat. Buy a boat, buy a boat,
buy a
boat,
buy a boat. Yeah, we nailed it. We got all the words right on that one. Yeah,
nailed it.
What do you think about that, Dame? Are we stupid?
Yeah, it sounded good.
I think we got at least two, right?
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to buy a boat.
Something tells me I should get onto watercraft for some reason.
Oh, man.
I that song. Raymundo, our producer in the glass room, what's your current jam right now?
Yeah, I had to go with Sam Hunt, my boy, Downtown's Dead.
This guy, of course, loves Sam Hunt. Downtown's dead without you. Girls walk by, friends say hi, but Friday night it might as well be just another Tuesday night without you. Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 24 years old. What do you kids think listening to?
Life Changes, Thomas Rhett.
Yeah. Ain't it funny how life changes. You wake up, that's a good one. Morgan number two had asked me this morning. She said, hey, what do you think about all these songs that are sampling other songs? And you brought up the Jake Owen song. You hear the Jack and Diana?
Yeah.
Right, what was your question?
Well, it was just like all of these artists seem to be kind of almost remaking their old favorites, but adding their own spin on them.
Sure.
So I just want to know, where's that coming from and why are they doing it? I think it's awesome, but...
So Jake Owen, this is actually Jack and Diane, right? And I haven't talked about Keith Urban just a minute ago. You know, this is from Mama Tried.
Merle.
Yeah, and so you'll hear this come. What it is I think that...
Yeah.
I think, especially on the Jake song... When you hear that, you're already comfortable. So even it's so hard to get a new song to work. So when you hear that, it doesn't feel so new. Now, Jake didn't write that song, but Jake knows that a hit means people want to come see him. And so you hear that song and you go, oh, one, it's a good song. And two, it feels comfortable immediately. So it doesn't feel like a new song while it's still a new song. I think a bit with Keith Urban, he just loves that song. I don't think that the normal listener of this radio station knows that Merle Haggard song.
Really?
I do because my grandmama played it all the time. The only reason people ask me to do these old school documentaries is because I'm considered now a country music historian for some reason.
Because your grandma.
Not because I ever sat down and said, let me look all this up and study it. My grandma would just play it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the same reason I know everything about baseball. It's because... books were put in front of me. My stepdad would talk about it all the time. From 69, Miracle Mets. I know all the stuff. With Keith Urban, I think it's a bit different. But it's comfortable. The Jake Owen thing's comfortable. But I don't think it's a trendy yet. We haven't had anyone remake a song as a single.
Nope.
As a straight cover in a while. And that'll be a thing again. That comes in chips as well. Tennessee Whiskey from Chris Stapleton is actually a cover.
Yes.
So... But I'm thinking, are there any covers that are on the charts right now? Because a lot of it, too, like, let's be honest, some of the music they make now, not talking about the Luke Combs and the Dan and Shays, like, it's just a formula. And these guys will find a song they know works because it's a formula that fits and just go, here we go. And some of it's garbage, and some of it's amazing. But, you know, it is what it is. We come on here and we talk.
It's a good observation, though, Morgan, number two.
Yeah, I mean, I just was like, these are really cool songs, but they're definitely older, so I wonder if other people will follow suit.
Well, now they know. I think Keith Urban is just a different thinker. I think he just is in a different world. He's one of those people like John Mayer where you go, I don't know how your brain works, but I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I can't figure it out. Like, I'll sit with Keith Urban and he'll talk, and I have no idea. I have no idea what he's saying.
Musically, when he talks musically?
Even his accent. I just smile.
You just don't understand
him. Yeah, I'm just like, Keith, you're a nice guy.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know if that answered your question, but...
Yeah, it did.
I have some callers here. Hey, Lydia in Alabama, what's your jam right now?
My favorite song right now is Take a Drunk Girl Home.
Yeah, you like that one?
I love it.
Take a Drunk Girl. That's a Chris Jansen, Drunk Girl, yeah.
Take a drunk girl.
That's a good point to the song.
Take a drunk girl home. Let us leave. Hey, thanks for that call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We got more on the phone. We're talking about what's your jam right now. We'll come back with those. Hold on. If you're on, don't go anywhere.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was talking about how this song from Keith Urban, when it plays on the radio, it doesn't matter when it comes on. I turn it up. Coming home. Hey, Jeff, what plays? And you go, man, turn that up. Of all the songs. Jeff, you there, buddy?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one?
Walker Hayes, You Broke Up With Me.
Yeah, that's a good one. But hey. Whoa, girl, simmer on down tonight. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my focus. You on. Hey, Spencer.
Yeah.
What happens with you? It comes on the radio and you like, turn it up.
Tequila by Dan and Shay.
Yeah,
I love it. When I taste tequila, maybe
I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority. Leslie Ann of Virginia, what you got?
Meant to Be.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a story behind it.
Okay, go ahead.
When I'm in the car with my 3-year-old, I can never sing it because she's always, no, Mommy, that's my song.
But she owns that song? Did she write it?
No, she didn't write it. She has to sing it. I can't sing it. Oh. She has to sing it.
That's what Eddie does to me.
Yeah.
He's like, that's my song.
I do all the time.
Hey, thank you. That's a good one. All right, Teresa in Florida, last one. What you got?
Rich, Mary Moore, unedited.
Unedited.
I spelt that out, and I think of my ex-husband, and I just sing along.
Ah. Boy, I'd be rich. There was a woman that got on me yesterday on Twitter. Did you hear that, by the way, that segment?
Yes.
She was like, Maren Morris curses in her song. What are you going to do about it? I was like, what do you want me to do about it? I had a talk with Maren last night. I said, wave my finger, said, don't be doing that no more.
Oh, did you? Good.
Yeah,
good.
No more cursey words.
So you did do something about it.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good version, though.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you, Teresa. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right. I'd be rich. In late April, a guest at a hotel found $28,000 in cash while he was out walking his dog. And so the cash was in a black stocking cap. They found it right outside the hotel. About a week later, the owner of the hotel was like, hey, that's my money. But the guy says, no, I found the money. So now there's this big debate. The hotel ownership claims the hotel, I don't know. Finders keepers is like that's going to be the law eventually, right?
Yes.
Like Supreme Court, right. We're getting all the new appointees. Like you want to make sure. Do you believe in finders keepers?
Yes.
When we ask,
yes.
Like what am I missing about this? Hey, Mike D, come over here and talk to me about this story. So you got two people that are fighting for the money in this story. Who's going to win? The guy who found it or the hotel guy?
I think the hotel guy.
Why?
Because it's that you can't do finders keepers.
But how do we know it's really his? Who knows about this story?
I don't think it's his. I think the hotel guy is, and he's claiming because it's his property.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that why this is a story?
Yeah, because it was found inside a black hat.
Yeah, no, I saw that. So
I don't think it was the hotel guy's.
Okay, the hotel guy can't win this case.
It's a good point, though. It's on his property.
Big deal. There are a lot
finders keepers on your property?
No, I don't think that's a thing.
Monopoly rules? If you land on that property, it's mine.
I don't think that's a thing.
Huh.
I can't give it to him just because it's on his property. Did he claim it? There are a lot of things on his property.
Yeah, the hotel.
What if my bag...
I don't know. When I read it, that's what I read it as.
What if my bag is just sitting on the... It's on his property.
You're just a guest, though.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Did you see Jeff Bezos, the guy from Amazon's now the richest man in modern history?
What does that mean, modern history?
Well, I would guess from when we actually started taking...
History that's modern?
How we keep up with historical data.
Okay.
So, I don't know, that's a big term. I like it.
So it sounds cool.
That's what it says. The richest man in modern history.
Wow.
So, yesterday was Amazon Prime Day, and Amazon Prime crashed for a long time. It said it could have cost him $4 billion.
And that's no big deal, right?
No, yes, of course it's... What just happened?
I don't know.
Whose computer went off singing Happy Birthday? Who's watching Happy Birthday
Who said,
right
I don't
now?
Know?
somebody needs to take the blame. Who just played a Happy Birthday video on the air? Who did it? Say I.
It was me.
Amy!
That's why I said I don't know.
Amy, when Amy works in a different room, I can't. She's obviously watching videos while talking to the show. Amy, you have to focus on the show.
I am focused.
No, what are you watching over there?
No. I don't know. It just, I was scrolling.
Why are you scrolling during the show, though? Like, we're literally on the segment talking to a ton of people during the morning show, and you're scrolling Instagram as we're talking.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be on silent.
Yeah. I like how you go, who was that? What was that? She goes, I don't know. She's the only one that said, I don't know. Guilty as charged.
Amy, you got to focus a bit.
I know. Sorry. I was looking for something.
What were you looking for?
I was looking for this one thing for my pile that I saw that I wanted to go to.
Your pile's not for an hour and a half.
Oh my goodness. Do you think I don't prep for the pile?
Not during another segment.
I know. I have to focus. You're right. Thank you for reminding me.
Can you get back on medication?
No.
Remember how good you were whenever you were taking the...
Oh, man. Remember how good you were?
What were you taking?
Like Adderall?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Amy was dialed in, man.
I know, but I don't want to get back on anything. I just want to do it naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that kind of threw that segment away.
Jeff Bezos segment, whatever that was.
All right.
I still had insight on that.
Go ahead.
Well,
does it have something to do with Happy Birthday?
No, that I did look at. Did anybody shop on the Amazon Prime Day?
I did not.
I did. I ordered matcha tea.
The time when Luke came in and said, "Yeah, my armpits don't smell. I don't even wear deodorant." So I smelled his armpit.
There is no deodorant.
Give me one more whiff of that.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you, it's pretty clean. Like, it's straight up clean. No deodorant.
Dude, it will be that way.
And, like, fresh.
It'll be that way all day.
Oh, no.
If I use Irish Spring.
And then, I don't know if I ever shared this on the air, but a couple days later, Luke texts me, and Irish Spring had sent crates of Irish Spring to us.
That's right.
Did I ever talk about that on the air?
I don't know if you did.
I think so.
Yeah, he texts me, he goes, "When you talk about Irish Spring," and they had sent crates to him. He just backed it up to his house and dropped it off. Luke Bryan's birthday today, the time that Amy slapped Luke Bryan's buttocks on the air. Because what we were doing is, she was slapping everyone's butt trying to identify Luke's, right?
Yeah, she was blindfolded.
Yeah. Now, Eddie, I'm going to need you and Luke to stand up against the wall.
Oh gosh.
Now, it's just one pop on each, and she has to identify which one of you is Luke by popping the butt. You think Luke was the...
I think Luke was the second one.
Okay, would the second one please identify themselves?
It was me!
It was Eddie!
That's a pretty good...
Hey, I told you I could do it.
Hey, y'all.
No.
I think I hit his wallet.
No.
Yes, you did grab my wallet.
No, Eddie's.
Oh, sorry.
Because that made it work for her.
All right, there you go. Luke Bryan's birthday today is 42, and so some of our favorite moments with Luke. Here I am giving Luke Bryan a wake-up call one morning. Luke.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bobby. How you doing, buddy?
What are you doing?
Hey, listen, I'm sorry to call you. Hey, don't say anything bad just because you're on the air for 1 second. Is that okay? Can I put you on the air for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Are you knee-deep in the Mucka League, first of all?
You know what? I'm not knee-deep in the Mucka League. I'm knee-deep in a good old-fashioned American dad morning.
So you are awake already. I'm so sorry that I had to call you. I lost a bet and they made me call you.
Hey, I love it.
All right, so there you go. Got a couple more here. This is... Luke Bryan and myself performing Islands in the Stream.
It was a good one.
I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I said I'd take you where I find to comb. I was lost inside. There was something going on.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. You're in the background.
You
do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer, darling, and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
This is awesome. Yeah, yeah, we got it.
Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All the love we feel needs no conversation. We can ride it together. Making love with each other.
That is totally weird.
Here we go.
Islands in the stream.
There it is.
That is what we are.
Man, I'm making him worse. Like, my harmony is so bad.
It's off, yeah.
It's pulling him off. And I hear it. I'm going,
you do hear it?
I do. I hear me pulling him off. And then finally, pre-American Idol, before Luke and Lionel Richie were on the same panel, Luke is just a huge fan of Lionel Richie, and he came in and he did Stuck on You. Stuck on You is so good.
I'm stuck on you.
Oh, gosh.
I got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Yes, I'm on my way. Needing a friend. And the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you to the end. Yes, I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Even Bobby wants to make out with you right now.
Look at you guys all taking shots.
Dude, I love Luke Bryant.
Yeah, and I tell you, he was a big reason that I got on American Idol. Like, we were just talking. It's like, it's great, you know? And so, through working together and then friendship, it's a good dude. Like, he's as good as they come.
Yeah.
Luke and Dirk's, like, they're solid humans. And I tried when I started the show to not be friends with any artists because I wanted to be completely objective and always have opinions about music and shows, and I could come in and just say it without worrying about hurting anyone's feelings, good or bad. But then you meet people that are so good as people that it would just a bit be wrong to not allow their friendship into your life. And so, and Luke's one of those guys. And so, happy birthday, Luke. Probably not awake right now, but we're thinking about you, and congratulations on the big 42, man. I think you got a career in this business.
Yeah, keep it up.
Keep it up, buddy.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this retired high school music teacher, Robert Moore from Oklahoma. Over his 30-year career, taught about 900 students. Well, 300 of them gathered together to throw a reunion party for Robert. Some of them have even pursued music careers because of him. And they got together and even did a performance and sang for him and all the things. And they just thanked him for making such a huge impact on their lives.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of them came from other states, other countries. It reminded me of this new artist that I'm a fan of named Tennille Towns, and she played the Opry for the first time, I think about a month ago, maybe less than that. So she goes, she plays the Grand Ole Opry. She's from Canada. Her entire town just about got an airplane, bought all the tickets, and flew from Canada.
Oh, that's cool.
There were hundreds of them that came, and they all came together on the same plane.
To support her.
And they all went to the Opry.
Love it.
And she walked out, and it was like, and her entire hometown was there of like 400 people.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I like that. I like that. Good story, Amy. And good story. All right.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Here's a myth buster. Another study has confirmed having coffee will not sober you up. It's just a big old myth.
Really?
It is not a thing. You're not going to snap back to yourself in any way. Even though you may feel more alert from the caffeine and the coffee, it has no effect whatsoever on your blood alcohol level, your BAC. You're just more alert drunk.
Wow.
Experts say it doesn't decrease the blood alcohol level. It energizes you, but you're just more energized drunk.
Energized.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. So coffee doesn't sober you up.
Interesting.
So stop with that. Yeah, just some updates here. Lunchbox left the show early this morning. They went to the hospital. His wife's super pregnant, and that's all we know. Do we have an update from the glass room about Lunchbox? Did they have the baby? Is the baby coming out? Is it a false alarm? What do we know?
Last I heard, it might be a false alarm.
It might be a false alarm. But everything is good, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Lunchbox is not here. They go away. There's your update there. That's all that we know at this point. His wife is 8 months pregnant. So there's your breaking news there. Also, let's go to Amy for some news. Now, Amy's still not in the studio. Her dad is in the hospital in Austin, so she's working out of our studio there. Hey, so what's the update there?
Well, we had a really good day yesterday. I guess my definition of really good is still, I kind of try to, he's still in ICU, so we don't have an exit date, but I guess compared to like the really bad days, yesterday seemed pretty awesome.
So you had a better day.
Yeah, we had a better day. But then I'm like, we're still not out of the woods yet, so it feels weird to be get too excited about that. But I think he's getting better. Like, I'm hoping today is another better day. Like, if we could just have multiple days in a row that are good, that would be amazing. So I'm hopeful for that.
Where are your kids?
They are with my husband at home.
Okay. So I bet that's crazy, huh? Yeah. To be away from them for that long?
Yeah, we FaceTime every day, though, and they don't mind seeing my dad. They came up when they were in Austin. They saw him. They came and got to visit him in the ICU, which normally kids aren't allowed, but they allowed it. So that was really special. And I thought they might be a little, my dad definitely looks, it's interesting. I mean, it's sort of could be scary for a kid, but they both don't mind seeing him. And they like me to put the FaceTime on him so they can wave to him. And so that's special that FaceTime exists and we can have those moments.
That's good. And he's listening to the radio, huh?
Yeah. Nurse Jen, our favorite nurse, she put a radio in his room because she thought it would be good for him to be able to hear the show.
Not so good for that.
I know. I don't know if someone turned it on this morning, so he might be listening right now. Hi, Dad.
There you go.
What's up, Cliff?
That's cool. There you go.
Yeah, what up?
By the way, he's not texting anyone on the show, but he just tweeted out. Lunchbox said that the baby's coming.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're right, because I've been texting him. He won't answer.
But he's tweeted. What did he just tweet, Morgan number two?
He said, this isn't a test. This is the real deal. I repeat, this is the real deal. Baby Box is ready to head out.
Wow. Wow.
Early, too.
Yeah. About a month early.
Huh. Wow. I think he was saying 6 weeks early this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, it's like all the things are happening. Right. I mean, what's new with me, huh?
Yeah, Bones, what's new with you?
I ate at a salad bar last night.
Okay.
I haven't been to a salad bar in forever. And they had a salad bar.
Where? Which one?
It was awesome, too. It's a place called Sperry's. It was old school.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get to put all the stuff on it. I don't have to like let somebody else pick my salad stuff. I pick my own salad. It was amazing. Like, my life update's terrible compared to everybody else. Has got, like, things, like heavy things. I weigh 157 this morning, which is the heaviest I've been in probably 3 years.
That's the opposite of heavy things.
What's up?
Yeah, you're 157.
Yeah, it's but I like 157 version of me.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty happy. Like, I have energy. I'm not going to be able to keep it long, but yeah, there you go. That's my update. Look at this. Lunchbox. Hey, why is he not, like, texted anyone here?
Well, I guess he didn't have a lot of time, so he just figures the tweet's the most important
He's
one.
He's probably taking a nap. Yeah. Yes, go ahead. Hold on. Mike's not on. Go ahead. Glass
he
room.
Just said the baby's definitely coming today, and his wife is doing great.
Okay.
All right, it's good stuff.
Last update.
In the last, like, 60 seconds, it's been, like, false alarm, but now the baby's coming.
Well, we think Lunchbox could have his baby today.
Wow.
So we sit and we wait. Anything else anyone wants to say? We good? All right. Okay. Gonna go talk to Lunchbox here, who is at the hospital. And I was like, baby, baby. He just said it's go time with the baby. The baby could be coming out any
the
minute.
Song.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
Okay, what's the deal? Where are you? What do you see around you? What's the latest news?
I'm in the labor and delivery room of the hospital. We came and we went to triage first because they have to assess everything. And they determined that she is officially in labor, so they move us down to labor and delivery. So I'm looking at a TV. I'm looking. They got her all hooked up to IV and stuff in the bed, and they got the little baby, I don't know, bed, I guess. They got the light on over there just waiting for the baby to come out.
So do they think it will be today?
It will be today.
Hmm. Interesting.
My baby will be born July, what is today's date?
17th.
17th, 2018.
Do you have the name ready?
No, we don't have a name. We thought we had six more weeks.
Do you know for sure if it's a boy or girl?
We have no idea if it's a boy or girl.
Oh, it's exciting.
No sex, no name. You're just chilling?
Just chilling. I mean, we just wait, and the baby will come out, and they'll be like, it's a boy. They'll say, it's a girl. It won't be like, we don't have a name, and they'll put no name. I don't know what they put. I don't know how that works. I don't know.
Lunchbox is at the hospital right now. He thinks the baby will be born today, his baby, first baby. Eddie, you have something you want to ask him?
Yes, Lunchbox, is the house ready?
No, the house isn't ready. Like, we don't have a car seat in the car.
Oh, boy.
You were just in Las Vegas 48 hours ago, going hard.
Yeah, I was just in Las Vegas going hard at the bachelor party, and I cannot believe the timing of this because, wow, what if I'd have been at the bachelor party in Las Vegas, you know, going hard, and she would have had the water break. Wow. Oh, I'm still in shock. Like, I think I'm in shock because I'm just like, this isn't real. This isn't real. But everybody, all the nurses have been coming in. The doctor came in and they said, no, it's real. It's going down.
Do they feel like the baby's going to be healthy? It's 6 weeks early. A lot of people are asking about that.
They said the baby looks very healthy. The baby will have to go to the NICU, which is the neo intensive care unit, or I guess that's what's going on. It'll be there for at least a week. And so that way it can help, you know, because it takes a week. One more week for it to be able to breathe, eat, and swallow on its own.
Wow. That's crazy that it has to help the baby swallow.
Yeah.
At least the muscles aren't developed.
Yeah, they said at midnight tonight, we are 34 weeks, and at 34 weeks, they allow people to give birth. They don't try to slow it down, so they're not trying to slow it down. They're just going to let it happen. So we just sit and wait. We sit around the hospital and look at each other and hopefully take a nap. And
yeah, you got to get a nap. Like, who would you be if it wasn't for a nap?
Well, exactly. Well, I'm saying because before the baby gets here, we're not going to get any sleep once the baby gets here, so we got to nap. So I got all the lights turned off in here, and I'm like, we need to go to bed. We need to go to sleep.
Amy, is there anything you'd like to ask Lunchbox about this?
Oh, man. No, I don't really know what all has been said for sure, but I'm super excited for him. I just want you to tell him how happy I am.
So Amy can't hear calls because she's in another room, another city, and our equipment stinks. But she can't hear what Lunchbox has said. But Lunchbox, she says she's super happy for you and that I think that was it, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He's going to be a dad. Like, I am. I was following his bachelor party in Vegas and I was like, man, he took that at the right time.
Yeah. Well, Lunch, I guess you just sit and wait, huh?
Just sit and wait. It's a waiting game now. It's just, what time does it want to come out? You guys start placing your bets, and I mean,
that's where Lunchbox owes me money. I kept trying to remember how Lunchbox owed me money. We bet on when Amy's kids were coming back to America.
Oh.
And I had no insider tip, and I won money.
Oh, that's right. He never paid.
Me. Yeah, he never paid.
What was that, $20?
No, it's like way more.
$100?
It's way more. Yeah. Anyway, enough with that. Enough about that.
Yeah, it's his day. It's okay.
Yeah, it's your day.
Don't worry about that, Lunchbox.
Yeah. We'll put that on.
You owe him about $100, but don't worry about that right now.
We're good. Hey, wait, so do they know who you are at the hospital, like the radio guy?
Some of the people do, yes. Like when we went to our doctor's appointment last Thursday, a couple of girls came in like, oh my gosh, I just texted my husband and said Lunchbox is in my office. Like, I guess they didn't know this whole time. And then the doctor was talking to me about it. She was like, so what did you do? And I was like, well, I just left work. And she goes, so everybody just thinks you're sick? And I was like, no, we just said that I got to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And then she went and she has to go perform a surgery, and hopefully she'll be done in time to deliver our baby.
So are you going to watch the baby come out, Lunchbox?
I haven't figured that out yet. Like, I thought I had, I really honestly thought I had six more weeks, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But probably going to watch, and I'll probably do it sitting down, so if I pass out, then it's not as far a fall to the ground. But, because they said a lot of dads pass out.
Oof. All right. Well, I guess we'll just keep up with you.
Yeah, I mean, whew, what time is it? 8:30. And so, I mean, my bet is by noon, we got a baby.
Noon?
Noon, that's fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
By noon, you say? All right. Yeah. Double or nothing? No, I'll never get paid. I can't bet with him. Okay. Well, good luck, my friend. And I guess we'll just talk to you later, talk to you tomorrow, all that.
All right.
See you later.
Great day. And yeah, call me daddy.
No, don't ever say that.
We won't do that.
Well, hey, hold on.
What, Amy? Yes, hold on, Lunchbox. Go ahead, Amy.
Wait, I don't know. Did he address if he decided to spring for the upgraded fancier room?
Amy wants to know if you sprung for the upgraded fancier room.
No, we didn't do the upgraded fancier room. We're in the normal room. We didn't have time to think about that. They just put us in here, and we're here. Oh, wait, no, wait. The fancy room is... So what happens is, okay, so the baby will be born, and then we have a two-hour recovery time. And then they move us up to the next floor, and that's where the nice room is. So are we gonna upgrade or not? I don't know. We may want that candlelit dinner after this.
Is that your wife?
Yeah, it's my wife.
Is she still pretty conscious, like, or is she like sedated?
No, she's good. She's just chilling. She's just laying in the bed.
Let me talk to her.
She may have thrown up a couple times because of contractions, but that's okay.
Let me talk to her.
Let me see if she wants to talk. Whoa, Paul.
Hello.
Hey, how do you feel, really?
I feel good now that I have the medicines going.
Did you feel the baby was like, uh-oh, this is not a test or it's not gas? Did you really feel like the baby was about to come?
I really think the baby's coming. It's coming for sure.
Are you freaking out?
Yes. We thought we had six more weeks.
That's what Lunchbox was saying.
Like, that's a month and a half. We are not prepared.
All right, we're thinking about you.
Thanks. I was going to say, if teen mom girls can do it, then I can do it.
True words have never been spoken. Hey, how do you feel about Lunchbox watching? Do you want him to watch the baby come out?
I think I do want him to watch. Like, I think so. And if he wants to, but if he's scared, then I don't want him passing out.
Would you think less of him if he didn't watch?
No, I wouldn't think less of him.
Okay. Hey, good luck. We'll talk to you on the other side. Congratulations.
Okay.
And bye. Have a good
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, there he is. Let's see if he comes back.
Hello?
There
Hello?
He is. Okay, now, let's see. Will it Uber, the placenta.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good one. But I need a favor from you guys.
Go ahead.
I need someone to bring me some gas, because I drove with the gas line on over here.
Like in a gas tank?
Like, fill up. I don't know. Who knows if the car's going to start when I get out of here?
Okay, I'll do that. I'll take care of that.
Eddie got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lunchbox. We'll take care of that. Eddie will text you. We'll talk to you soon.
Daddy's out.
All right, see you later.
Oh, boy.
There he is right there.
He's going to be a dad.
He's going to be a dad. This would be a big day in history. July 17th, 2018. If you're just turning it on, you're just listening, Lunchbox is out because he got a call like, hey, I think we're having a baby. So he goes home. They're at the hospital. We just talked to him for like 15 minutes. He thinks that baby comes today. He thinks the baby comes in the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we talked to his wife, and she's all hooked up. Although she did sound pretty good. Like, she wasn't out of it.
Mm.
So, yeah, Lunchbox going to have that baby today. Guys, they're almost...
Did he say...
Go ahead.
If she's on a... She's not doing epidural, right?
I don't know. You know, I felt like it wasn't the time to ask.
Oh. I mean, I think the plan is for her to not...
Not on the radio, because we talk about all that.
Yeah.
But I just felt like he was a little bit just shook by the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, Yeah, I just didn't feel like jumping.
Because, like
that.
You said over and over, I mean, we didn't think it was coming till 6 weeks from now.
He was in Las Vegas 2 days ago, drunk.
Yeah. Right.
Partying.
Like,
gambling.
He might still be.
Yes, a little drunk, yes.
Oh, man.
So, no, I did not ask about the epidural. I do not know if they're doing an epidural. I think he'll watch it come out and then want to tell us about it.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting. At first, we thought it was a false alarm. It's not. He says he thinks the baby will be here in the next few hours. So, there's that. That's the big update there. Amy's also still in Texas. Her dad is still in the hospital. Had a better day yesterday. He's in the ICU still. Still not great, or even good for that matter, but had a better day, right?
Yes. Like, I feel like, yeah, I'm trying to scale what good means now, because it's totally different than what good used to mean to me. But yes, I feel like we're moving in the right direction.
It's just like all the things are happening. Like, big things, big things. Yeah. Amy's dad went in for throat cancer surgery, and it's supposed to be a few days. It's been in over 3 weeks now. And so she's been there for the last part of the 3 weeks, a big part of it. And she's still there now. We have the technology that she can sit in a studio in Austin while we do this here in Nashville. And then Lunchbox having a baby. I mentioned for me, my big news is I'm 157 now, pounds.
That's great, man.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I have nothing. There's no balance in my life whatsoever.
And you ate at a salad bar.
I did. It was a good salad bar, too. Mm-hmm. Solid salad bar.
Big day.
Yeah. Like, what's happening here? Everybody's got life stuff.
It's okay. Yours will come one day.
Hey, I just got a note saying that Lunchbox's wife did get an epidural.
Already got it? She was that sane talking to her?
Where'd you find that on Twitter?
He tweeted?
Well, someone listening told me that she said on the air she got an epidural.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
No, I believe they said she had her hooked up to IVs and stuff.
Yeah,
but
she
I
said she's
epidural.
Got feel-good medicine. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. What's feel-good medicine? I want some of that.
Okay. I need some of that, too. No, I need some of that, too. Here are your top five songs right now. These are Tuesday's top five. Brought to you by, well, no one. No one wants to sponsor this segment.
Coming home.
Number five, Coming Home. Keith Urban. Love this song. Number four, Brett Young, Mercy. Enjoy this song.
My heart just breaking.
Jake Owen, I Was Jack, You Were Diana. Number three.
Do you turn it?
Jam.
Do you sing along every time you hear that song?
Tequila at number two.
When I taste tequila.
And your number one song is from Kenny Chesney, Get Along.
Get Along.
30th at number one. Your number one top 40 song, Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Those are the biggest songs in music right now.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Gonna go over to Amy and she'll catch us up on her version of the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Today is a day that a lot of people are gonna impulsively get tattoos because it's National Tattoo Day.
Yeah, I don't know that these days translate into inking your body, right? Do you think someone goes, well, it's kind of on the fence about it, but I did hear it's National Tattoo Day on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, I did it on Friday for French fries and I do it on Donut Day.
Yeah, but that's French fries and donuts.
You know? Yeah, well, not all tattoos are thought out anyway, but they said there should be a spike in tattoos that happen today. So just make sure you think it through, maybe Google image, draw out exactly what you want, make sure it's spelled right.
Yeah, that'll get stuff you. Like that. That's spelling. All right, what else you got?
Okay, high-heeled Crocs are a thing. People are going crazy on Twitter about these. Have you seen them, Bobby?
I have not seen them. So are they just the Croc shoe with the holes in them?
Yes, basically they're like the rubbery Crocs, but they have a big wedge heel and they kind of like, you know, flip. There's no strap around the ankle, but you know, if you've been waiting for a high heeled version of Crocs.
Of course, and who hasn't?
Available.
Yeah, who hasn't been waiting for the Croc high heel? Yeah, what else?
They're on Amazon for $110. What?
You know, Morgan number two inside of our things 24-year-olds care about talked about the Nike slides, which are kind of a sandal. But the top part of the sandal was a fanny pack. And we saw those in a store, and they were pretty cool. I thought they were kind of ridiculous when you talked about them, but they're pretty cool. And you can put your stuff in your fanny pack on your shoe.
Did you buy some?
I did not because I was traveling. I didn't have any room.
Oh, okay, not yet then. Okay.
But it was cool. Give me a minute. Yeah. What else, Amy?
Okay, well, some people came up with, or a study was done to find the best time to go to sleep and wake up to make yourself look good. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to look like you are just well-rested and awesome, you have to go to bed at 9:45 p.m. and then wake up at 6:55 a.m. So that's 9 hours, 10 minutes of sleep, but it has to be those exact times.
See, I'm a believer that we as the human body are programmed when the sun goes down, you're supposed to go to sleep. When the sun comes up, you're supposed to wake up. Like, I believe that is what we're wired internally to do. And now we've thrown ourselves into these systems, especially for us. We get up at 3. I get up at 3. And so, but 9:45, probably a little later than normal. Like, I want to get that solid 12-hour caveman.
Oh, 12
like,
hours. Wow.
Like, sun goes down, caveman go sleep. Sun comes up, caveman awake. You know, all the energy, you go out and you chase down a deer. You find your berries.
Yeah.
Find your food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I think the human is supposed to do. But yeah. here we are in this capitalist world, you know, trying to turn 15 cents to a dollar, as my friend would say. You know what I mean?
It's just terrible is what it is.
It's terrible what it is. That's right. Aim, that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's a wrap for today. I'm going to go do a Canadian news show right
after
this. What? Yeah. Listen, I don't know how, I'm going to be honest with you. Our radio show is now on in like 15 cities in Canada.
That's amazing.
I have no idea how this happened.
I've never been to Canada.
I've only been once. And they're the nicest people, and I love it. But our show has now become the biggest show in Canada as well. And so I'm doing like a world news now show in Canada in like 10 minutes.
That's great, dude. That's awesome.
I wish I knew how this happened, but I do not. I just smile and keep pushing forward.
Well, everything happens for a reason, so I don't know what that is.
I guess. So I have that today. I mean, look at the old calendar here. The calendar gets a bit much. A little overwhelming at times, but I choose just to breathe.
Yeah, your calendar looks really different than mine. It's the exact opposite of mine.
I'm recording a Bobbycast with Cassie Ashton tonight at the house. And then I'm just going for a cleaning today. It's not a real dental appointment. It's one that's been on the schedule for 6 months.
They put you under for that?
I wish.
Amy, before you said dental, I was like, what? I thought you didn't say dental. You said, I'm just going for a cleaning today. And I was like, is this something new? Like
like a body clean?
You get your body scrubbed?
Clean you? Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record some stuff with another artist today, too. Amy, what's going on with you?
I'm just going to go straight to the hospital and chill.
Yeah. A lot of that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amy's dad's in the hospital, so she just sits in the hospital every day. How do you, like, keep your body moving around?
Yeah, I'm on the struggle bus right now with that. Like, I'm not feeling so great. I feel like, because I'm used to being pretty active and being able to work out and hang out with the kids and go on walks while they ride bikes. Yeah. So I've gone from, like, really active to not. So I kind of do little things in the hospital room, like push-ups or resistance bands. Like, the nurses were watching me yesterday walk around with a resistance band on my ankles to make it harder to walk. Yeah. But well, I mean, hopefully they get it. Like,
I'm sure they
survive.
Do. Well, yeah. I hope you have a good day today with your dad. Lunchbox is not here. He went to the hospital. Eddie is here, sadly. So that's all.
I'm here.
He's here. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Want to know an easy way to save money? Lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. The application is 100% online, is a simple and painless process, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.